Welcome to this new episode. I'm very excited because Rebecca has been my money mindset mentor for the past 3 months as part of the Freedom Collective I'm part of. And she's really putting a lot of purpose and spirituality behind making and circulating money. So you'll see that it's much more than what we usually think behind making money. So I really, really recommend that you listen to this. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome to episode number 59 of Dreamers and Doers, where I interview people who follow their passion and use it to make the world better. And I think that's you, Rebecca Femia. Thank you and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I didn't realize how many episodes you had done. This is amazing. I'm going to have to go back and watch some of them. 59, that's awesome.
Yeah, cool. there's been a lot of people that I find very inspiring, and I intend to keep going.
I love it. I love these conversations. It's like, I feel like there's so many epic conversations that we get to have that are behind the scenes. And I love it when people like bring it to the forefront so that everybody gets to see, you know, and hear and feel all of these cool conversations that you get to have in life.
Yeah, definitely. So sometimes I finish a podcast and then we chat during an hour and we're like, we should have recorded that.
Exactly. Yeah.
So to get started, as usual, I like to start with my guest's story. So a little bit about your background, how you got into network marketing at some point, and now how you got into digital marketing. And maybe if you can share like something that happened, like if you had experiences that put you on that path.
Awesome. Love to. And I'm super honored to be here with you. I'm really excited to have this chat. We've been talking about it for a while, so I'm really excited that we now get to create this, co-create this together. So a little bit about me. I am Rebecca L. Femia, and I am from Sydney, Australia, but I am also kind of a digital nomad. I'm actually going through a transition between creating a base for myself, because I have been a digital nomad pretty much my whole life. I started traveling when I was about 15, and I haven't stopped since. So it's been over 20 years now that I've been traveling the world, and I've lived in some incredible places, epic places, and I've traveled to, you know, over 80 countries. And travel for me has always been such an important part of my life. So pretty much everything that I've done has really been around traveling and adventure, but ultimately freedom. Freedom is my highest value. So for me, like having the freedom to travel the world and be on adventures and experience life has always been such a huge, huge like value and priority of mine. So I started actually as a chef, which not a lot of people know. So I was a chef for 10 years and I worked in London and traveled all around Europe doing that. And I do love food. I'm a foodie. I'm Italian. So I'm like obsessed with food. But I got really, really burnt out in that like industry and hospitality and working nights. And I then got into travel because I was like, how do I get paid to travel the world? And I didn't really know what else to do but become a travel agent. So I did that for 6 years. I was in the corporate world for 6 years as a travel agent. And just got to like travel so much. But also I actually really didn't have the freedom that I wanted, because I had a job and I was in corporate, and most of the time I was literally sitting in an office in front of a computer, booking other people's holidays. So I kind of stumbled across network marketing, to be honest, because of the product. And I started using the product and I loved the product. It was in health and wellness. It was in nutrition. And naturally, I am a bit of a blabbermouth and I love talking to people and I love sharing what I do. So I naturally just started telling everyone about what I was doing. And I kind of started getting paid for referring people to the products that I was using. And that was kind of like my first exposure to like what this kind of, you know, opportunity was. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. I can just get paid to tell people about something that I love. So I kind of like, that's how I got into network marketing. And I did network marketing for 4 years. I loved it. I went full-time very quickly. So within 6 months, I was, you know, had replaced my corporate income. I left my travel job. And that's kind of when I really started to have this like freedom, right? I was like, I could work anywhere. I could live anywhere. I could decide how much I got paid. I, you know, really quickly grew like a six-figure income. And I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, why were we not taught about this? Why were we not told that this was like an opportunity, right? But very, very quickly, I kind of also realized that the hustle of network marketing, especially working with low ticket sales, which is pretty much most network marketing companies, right? It's like, it's either health, it's nutrition, it's shakes, it's makeup, it's oils, which are all really amazing products. And I actually use a lot of products from other network marketing companies because I think that they're some of the best products out there.
Yeah.
But when I really got into the industry, when I became a professional, when I learned the skills, when I really understood what it took to create the income and the lifestyle that I wanted, I realized very quickly that, you know, low ticket sales was a very hard slog. Selling to, you know, my family and my friends constantly was exhausting. You know, having to go out and find people and really like network belly to belly was exhausting. I was exhausted. So although I was like, you know, I had the freedom and I was traveling the world and I was making a six-figure income, I was just tired. Like I was tired of just being on. I was tired of it completely consuming my whole life. And I kind of, you know, started on the personal development journey. I started on more of a like spiritual expansion journey. And I actually really decided like, I really want to be more in this space. Like I want to be at retreats. I want to be, you know, developing myself. I want to have the time and the space and the money to be focused on creating my own inner personal freedom and developing as a human and, you know, really getting into all of that. And I just didn't have the time to be honest, to really allow myself to step into that space because it was just the mad hustle. So I then discovered digital marketing, which is, you know, what I do now, what we do now, which is really cool. And everything shifted, you know, like everything shifted for me. And really the reason that I moved into this space was two things, and that was high ticket sales. Because I've been in sales for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I was in sales in travel, you know, it was a really, really intense sales, job. And for 6 years, you know, I learned sales and I loved it because I love travel, right? And then network marketing. So I've been in sales for over 10 years. And I know that a sale is a sale. So it doesn't matter if you're selling $100,000 house or $1 million house, it's still a sale. Mm. It's still the same amount of time, energy, and effort. It's like, do you want to make $100,000 commission or do you want to make $10,000 commission? And so for me, I really started to see the value in working with high ticket to make higher commissions, which meant less sales. And automation, like automation is key if you really want to create leverage, you know, leverage of your time. So yeah, it kind of changed the game because everything became online. I didn't really have to, you know, be out in life prospecting and finding people to talk to and, you know, talking to everybody that I knew about my opportunity and continually talking to the same person over and over again when they just weren't fucking interested, you know, like I'm just not interested. So when I kind of moved into this like digital space and leverage, it just allowed me to really firstly build my own personal brand that wasn't attached to the products. Mm-hmm. And it just allowed me to really develop and talk about the things that I wanted to talk about, you know, which I'm excited to talk about today, like this kind of stuff, like, you know, money mindset and self-worth and spirituality. And, you know, when you're kind of attached to a product, like everything that I did on my brand was really about health and detox and nutrition and, you know, body image. And while I still love and respect that and talk about it, it was felt very one-sided and very one-dimensional of like what I had to offer and, you know, what I wanted to share with the world, what I wanted to really give people and the wisdom that I had and the value that I wanted to share. So being able to really build a personal brand where I just get to show up as myself, like authentically, and really develop myself as a human over like a product, just allowed so much more authenticity, allowed so much more impact, allowed me to add so much more value. And it was easy because I then only started working with, talking to, spending time on people that were coming to me and were interested in what I had to do. Instead of, you know, constantly trying to find people.
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole energy like shifted, you know, and I started working way less. I started focusing on, you know, my own development way more. And, you know, I 10X my income. I make now in a month what I used to make in a year, which is just crazy.
Which was pretty good already, right?
Which is pretty good already. Yeah, exactly. Not going to lie. You know, like it was still good, right? But then it's like, what is good in our perception? Like to me back then, that was a good income because we're so conditioned and programmed to believe like how much we're supposed to make, how we're supposed to live. And I think really coming into this space, I had to get really honest and clear with myself around what I wanted. And I wanted to be making $1 million plus a year. I wanted to be making a big impact. I wanted to be working less. Like I had to get really honest with myself that like what I was living and doing wasn't like my ideal life, wasn't exactly what I wanted to be doing. So I got to change that, you know, I got to work on that.
And we'll go, that reminds me of T. R. Vicker talking about your money blueprint. And the next part of the conversation is going to be about that money mindset, which has entered about 3 or 4 months ago. And it's fascinating, actually, way more than I thought. But just to give a little bit of context to people, if you don't know what network marketing is, maybe like what would be closer, the closest thing for people who don't know is like the Tupperware model, and where you invite like people in your house to convince them to get the same product. Like, how would you define it?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just essentially like a referral based system, right? It's like you like something and so you tell people about it, they buy it and you get a commission from it. So it's actually a really beautiful way of like word of mouth marketing, say.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the way, you know, that a lot of network marketing companies have thrived in the past, because we didn't have the internet and we didn't have automation and we didn't have all the things that we have now, is it really was like word of mouth referral marketing. Mm. So it was really like talking to your, you know, the people in your network, in your current network, and going out and finding new people to talk to, inviting them over to your house, having parties, letting them sample the product, talking about the product, sharing your own results, you know, going through all of that, kind of like Tupperware, right? You know, when you think of like Amway or Tupperware, and there's some incredible, incredible products that are done through network marketing. But when there is, you know, obviously income attached and you're doing it as a full-time income, there are also just an energy around really, really wanting like everyone to come and try your products, wanting everyone to experience it. Like, you know, it's kind of like it's a numbers game. So you're really just looking for a lot of people. And it can be a little bit of a convincing game because you're trying to get people to see what you see. And I feel like the difference between that and digital marketing is we get to showcase what we have, and the people that are actually interested in building a business online, in creating, you know, income, in doing online marketing, they then come to us from us, you know, being able to like build our brands. And then we get to kind of share authentically with people what it is that we do, instead of trying to convince them that they need it, that they want it, that they shouldn't have a job. So it's kind of, you know, it's such a different energy, and it comes from a space of like a little bit more of an authentic way of being. You're not trying to convince anyone to do anything. It's definitely comes from more of a abundant space rather than a lack kind of space. Like, it's a numbers game, and it's really about what's in alignment for people. Because, like, here's the thing, not everybody wants to build an online business. Not everyone wants to build a personal brand. Not everybody wants to do what we do, and that's totally okay. So it's like, instead of trying to convince people that this is a better way and this is for you and, you know, all of the benefits, it's like, we now just look for the people that have a desire, like, to create something like this, that are hungry to build a lifestyle like this. And it's really not for everyone, which is totally great, right? We just get to work with those that it is for, and leave everyone else to do their thing, instead of trying to convince them that they need to, you know, they need this product, or they need another income, or they need to, like, quit their job. So I feel like it comes from a more aligned space and energy of how we do business.
And that's when I went through the training, what is called in the training attraction marketing, which I really like, because even in the beginning of my personal growth journey, like when I learned meditation, I was trying to get everyone to meditate, whether or not they had the need to meditate. You know, I was like, oh, no, but I'm going well, stop.
You're like, it works for me. I want everybody to do it. I want everyone to feel like this. And it happens with a lot of things. We've got people kind of being, what cult did you just join? Like, why do you keep talking about this thing? Like, shut up, give it a rest.
And so I feel like so many things about this digital marketing business is a school of life, and is a reflection and constant mirror of personal growth. So I think that's super interesting. And to give a bit my personal story to being, I've been going to Tony Robbins and these kind of events, and there's a lot of network marketing around, but it's true. I could see a lot of people who were not receiving as much as they were giving, a little bit burnt out sometimes, which didn't really vibe with me. And and that's where the more digital side was quite attractive. And so then when you join, there is a whole part which is personal growth, because how good you do, like, as you said, it's going to be your personal brand. You can be authentic. You have to be authentic kind of to go well. And basically, if you're going to show up as your best self, that's going to show up in your bank account too. That's kind of how the business works. And part of the training is obviously things that definitely vibe with me, like Joe Dispenza meditations, a lot of gratitude, but a lot of it is also the money mindset, which is what we're going to talk about now. And that's something I remember, like, a year ago when I saw people talking about money mindset and financial freedom. I was like, oh, that doesn't interest me, that dirty thing of money. I had the same with sales, by the way. Classic. And recently I understood how it was kind of a bit of a programming. So and now it's pretty clear to me. So, like, do you want to talk about why we kind of don't get interested in money, or even have that low opinion of people who are thinking more seriously about money mindset?
Yeah, and I love this, and I love talking about this, right? You were actually in one of our mentorships when you first started, so you got to experience that when you first started, which is so cool. And you know, money is this taboo subject that people don't like to talk about, and I love talking about it, because I have such a great relationship with it now. It's like any other relationship in my life, and, you know, my relationship with myself has evolved and grown to such a place of, like, love and self-worth, which, you know, has allowed me to create this beautiful relationship with money. But I love that you said, you know, that you didn't like sales or money, right? Like, it's such a programming. And to me, sales is service. So I see sales as a service, and I love being of service to people. So I love sales. I love heart-centered sales. And money is our birthright. Like, abundance is our birthright. So when you get to really understand the energy of money, because money is just an energy, and all money is a currency, right? So money doesn't mean anything. Money has no emotional attachment to it. It's just the currency that we use globally in the world that we live in today. So like, mm-hmm. if you're living on planet Earth right now, because mm-hmm. you're watching this live, so it means that you're living on planet Earth right now in this very moment, money is the currency that we use, and there's no situation that you do not need money to live. That's just the reality of it. What happens is people use it as a form of control. They use it as a form of manipulation. They use it to fulfill things within inside themselves. So the relationship or what people see people with money doing has nothing to do with money. It's like it's the human conditioning of what we have made money mean. So it's like, if you don't care about money, I guarantee money's not going to care about you, and more than likely you probably don't have any. Like, that's the honest truth. It's like, if you were in a relationship with money and you thought about money the way that you do and you spoke to money the way that that you do, would you expect that person to still be in a relationship
with you? Okay, I love that comparison with, like, if it was an actual person, right? It's like, I was watching this talk with Kevin Rae, and he was saying, like, this similar thing. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're like, I don't care about you, how long is that person going to stick around? But on the other hand, if you are with someone and every second you're like, oh, I really need you, I really need you, I really need you, well, that person wouldn't be that much around too. So I really like it. And another reference I really liked was, I'm sure you know Pita Kelly and her book, Earth is Hiring. And
I
still haven't done it. I've been lazy on this. That the letter to money, where you write a letter to money as if it was a person, and you see how bad you've been to that person.
Yeah, it's just like a relationship like you have with anything else. And I think most people don't even understand that they're in a relationship with money. Like, we're in a relationship with nature. We're in a relationship with other humans. We're in a relationship with ourselves. We're in a relationship with money. And money is the one thing that actually allows us everything else. It's like, what do you value? Like, I value space. I value time. I value connection. I value service. I value freedom. I value choice. It's just the exchange that I use to show what I value. So not having it, it just doesn't make sense when it's available to us. Like, that's the thing. It's so available to us all. It's our birthright to be abundant. So, you know, we see it a lot in the spiritual community, like being broken spiritual, like money doesn't mean anything. I don't need, you don't need money to be happy. Absolutely. 100% like agree with that as well. But if it's an energy and it's a currency and it's available to us, it's actually not spiritual to deny abundance as our birthright. You're actually saying fuck you to the universe. By like, I don't need something that you're giving me that's going to allow me to actually bring my gifts to life. Like, there are so many incredible people on this planet that could be doing so much in the world, but their resistance against money is like not allowing them to do that, which I believe is so selfish. It's like, if you want to make an impact in the world and you have all these gifts and you want to create change, but you're not allowing yourself the tools. Money's just a tool, right? So if you're not allowing yourself the tools to actually make that happen, like, how selfish of you. Like, get over it. Get over yourself. Get over this attachment that you have to money because someone did something to you. Someone controlled you with money. You had a bad experience with the way that somebody used money, and actually understand that you get to choose what it means for you. You get to choose how you use it. You get to choose what you spend it on. You get to choose how you circulate it in the world. And more people that have a big vision and a mission need the money. All the people with the money right now are not the people that want to impact the world or change the planet. So it's like, if we really want to create change, we really need to collectively come to this really like beautiful place where we get to have money and we get to use that money to really like create that change. Because at the end of the day, the currency that allows that, we can't change that. We can't change that the currency is money.
And that's an important point, because in the end, the global freedom movement we're part of is also this, to circulate more good money in more good hands, right? Just on this, on these beliefs and limitations, where do you think it comes from? You talked a little bit about it, but
I mean, just like,
because sometimes having that awareness can help to disassociate with it.
Totally. And it is exactly what you just said. It's awareness. So I've had to do a lot of work around my money mindset. I've also had to do, for me personally, a lot of, I've always earned six figures. Always. I've never been broke. I don't have that story, right? Broke to earning all this huge money. I just don't have that story. I've always made good money. But I've never been able to push past that six figures. I've never been able to push past that $100,000 to $120,000 a year. I was I was stuck there because of my belief systems. And you know, someone might be stuck at $40,000 a year. Someone might be stuck at $80,000. It doesn't really matter what the amount is. It's if you can't scale and you can't grow and you can't evolve and you don't see yourself as making more money, there's a belief system there that's holding you back. And for me, my belief system came from my parents split up when I was quite young, around six. And my parents are very, very different. My dad is an entrepreneur. My dad's a multimillionaire. My dad's very, very wealthy. He's worked very, very hard. He's old school Italian. I watched him, as an entrepreneur and building businesses and just working 24/7. He was always working. He was committed to the mission, to the purpose. It was I'm going to provide for my family. So for me, having a lot of money like that meant constant work. And then I had my mum, came from a different side, and my mum's always kind of struggled. My mum's always just had enough. She's always kind of struggled with money, but my mum's also traveled the world. She's been a very free spirit. She's really, she always kind of follows her soul, and she's done lots of different jobs, she's been a massage therapist, and she's been an aerobics instructor. She's learned how to play crystal bowls. She's really been on this experience, gypsy traveling tendencies from. And so for me, I created, and it has nothing to do with my parents, right? But I created a story that if I was going to make more money, then I had to sacrifice the travel, the freedom, the lifestyle, and I had to always be working. Or I could just make this amount and be comfortable, just have enough so that I could have the freedom and I could have the choice and I could travel the world and I could have experiences. So that was my belief system for a really long time. And so, of course, my life and my reality just mirrored that exact belief system.
Yeah.
This doesn't just come from how we grow up, but this comes from our ancestors. This comes from lineage of people, of our family that have lived like this, that have experienced life like this, that have this, we have it in our DNA, in our cells, from lifetimes of our family either being poor, or things happening to us, or us struggling, or us being really wealthy, what that looked like. So really understanding where this belief has come from, and even just kind of questioning and being curious, what is my belief around money? When I say to people, how much do you want to earn? And they're I'd love to earn. The common question is the common answer is 10,000 a month. Everyone's wants this 10K a month, right? And it's well, is that what you believe you're worth? And it's kind of I think I'm worth more than that. It's why, what do you believe you're actually worth? What do you believe you deserve? How much money do you want to make? And it's I'd love to make $100,000 a month. And it's why didn't you say that in the beginning? Because I wanted to be realistic.
Okay. So, if you had asked me, that's probably exactly how it would have unfolded. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because you want to be realistic, because our programming is designed to believe $10,000 a month is a good amount of money. And it is, don't get me wrong, respecting money and really valuing it is so important. But if we get to choose and we get to create anything that we want,
yeah.
Why, like, realistically, there's people out there making $1 million a month. There's people out there making $100 million a month. So what is realistic to us yeah. is what then is creates the reality of our life. So it comes from so many different places. It comes from our, you know, where we grew up. It comes from the country that we grew up in. It comes from our family and what we saw, you know, with money. Like, my parents used to fight a lot about money. And so, you know, a lot of the times when that happens, or people kind of see, you know, the people that they love and that all of their belief systems are coming from when they're young, like, fighting about money, it's like, well, I don't want money because I don't want to have to fight about it. You know, everyone has like a different experience, but also everyone has like a very similar experience, because most people have a negative attachment
yeah.
to money in some way, shape or form. So I really think it's about healing the relationship with money, like, you really healing your relationship with money and just choosing a different story, like accepting the story that you have, being aware of the story that you have, and then intentionally choosing to have a different story. And a lot of the, you know, that's really like the money mindset stuff. But I don't ever believe that you're going to out earn what you believe you're worth or what you believe you deserve. So the self-worth piece for me anyway was such a really important piece that I had to work on within myself to allow myself to receive that kind of abundance, because it's not even just about wealth. It affected every area of my life, with my relationships, with the money that I earned, the way that I lived, how I treated my body. So, you know, it all kind of, you know, how we do one thing is how we do everything. So really, for me, healing a lot of my own past wounds and traumas and pain around who I was and what I was worthy of and what I deserved was a big piece in me really opening up that receiving, like allowing the receiving of all the money, all the things, all the relationships, all, you know, everything to be thriving in your life. So there's so much, you know, I love talking about this. So we can talk about it.
You're lighting up.
But I know,
I think people can understand why it becomes like really interesting, because you said it so well, and it's so interesting how we grew up thinking we're not worthy and that we don't deserve, and that shows up with money, but with love and with so many areas of our life. So that's why this is so spiritual and also personal growth related, and especially to self-love. Like, honestly, The more I go through life, the more I'm like, everything is just a self-love thing, you know, like how much you think you deserve.
Yeah, everything, like everything really is, like it all comes down to that. And it is like, we're on a spiritual journey, all of us, whether you're spiritual or not, you know, it's like, it doesn't really matter. It's like, whatever you want to call it, personal development, like spiritual growth, or just a discovery of self and how we get to kind of show up in the world. And like, isn't it more fun when you feel confident and content in who you are as a person? Isn't it more fun when you have like a shit ton of money in the bank? Isn't it more fun when you get to, you know, create beautiful connections with people all around the world and, you know, give value and impact people's lives? Like, it's all just abundance, right? It's all like, we get to have abundance.
Why do you want money? Because I feel that's also something where, when you really think about it, then instead of being like that greedy person chasing money, no, when you put a strong why behind, it might definitely help, right? Like, for example, for you, can I ask you why?
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's all about why you want it. And if you don't know why you want it, but you just want a lot of money, that's where a lot of people's blocks is, because they don't actually, they're not, the goal isn't what they really want. So for me, it's all about a feeling. I like, everything ultimately comes down to how you want to feel. Yeah. I want to feel abundant. I want to feel space. I want to feel joy. I want to feel happiness. I want to feel, you know, love. I want to feel all of these things. I want to feel bliss. I want to feel ease. And how I create that in my life for me to feel like that is creating a really incredible heart-centered aligned business that allows me to give value, to give service, and to exchange that for me to be able to live any way I choose. I want to fly business class. I want to live in a mansion on the beach. Like, it doesn't always have to be about impact and giving it away. A lot of people are like, oh, I want money so I can give it away. It's like, even that in itself is not valuing who you are. Like, I want those things. I deserve to live like that. And I also deserve and get to create impact in other people's lives. But for me, you know, like I've been really quite successful in this business for the last year and a half. And I've really mentored a lot of people in this space, and the incredible transformation and growth and excitement and vision that people have had once they actually really start creating space in their lives, which is creating the money. They have space to think about their vision. They have space to create. Mm-hmm. They have space for their family. They have space for all of these important things. And like, to me, like that is what I do.
Mm.
That's what it is. It's never about the money. It's about like people being able to live like this, because it's all about choice, right? Everything, every single decision and choice that you make is based on your current reality of what you can afford.
Mm. Nice. Do you want to do a personal intervention on me?
Yes.
Because I feel like I've described pretty well my, when I broke through on the money, I was like, okay, I want to get trained to all this personal growth training. I want to give to these charities. I want to help the people around me and all this giveaway and being of purpose. Uh-huh. But on the flying first class, for example, I would still, it's not I feel I don't deserve it, but I would feel not very good doing it because of the inequality.
Yeah, because,
well, like I'd feel like I should give it away.
Totally, and I get that. I used to be like that. Like, I've only just started flying business class, right? Yeah. And even that, I'd be like, well, like, but why spend like $10,000 on a business? Like, imagine like what I could do for the homeless. Imagine what I could do for this person. Imagine who I could give it. Like, it could make so much more of an impact. But that's just living in an awe. Like, I can only do this or this. It's like, I fly business class or do I?
Yeah.
Live in a space of and. I get to do both. Why can't I get to, like, why can't I do both? Why can't I create that space for myself to really live in abundance, to really live in space, to really honor myself for the work that I'm doing and live the way that I choose and be comfortable and make an impact on the planet?
Yeah. And you know, maybe that business class is what you need to create that bigger impact and give way more, because that's how you think in the world of abundance. And that's really interesting, because I was listening to a podcast between Sam Harris and I think his name is something Marcus Keel. He's like the founder of the effective altruism movement. And it was all about like how you should give away. You know, he said, oh, I don't want to earn more than this. And then I want, and how you should, and you know, these are two very influential people. Like, Sam Harris has one of the most downloaded podcasts, and he's a philosopher like that I deeply respect, but the whole conversation between these two like super knowledgeable people were around, you know, how ethically and logically you should give away all the things rather than have it for your comfort. And I quite see where you're coming with the abundant mindset, and I think that's definitely right.
Yeah, well, that's just kind of putting a ceiling on what we can give and what we can. There has to be an even flow of giving and receiving. And for me, I was always giving, and I didn't allow myself to receive. And if you really truly want to give on a big scale, you need to learn how to receive, and you need to learn how to like honor yourself at the same time for what you're doing. And that's just kind of saying, oh, well, we only ethically should be allowed to earn this amount of money. Like, who said? Who made that up? Who said that? You know, that's someone else's opinion and idea of what's spiritual, of what's ethical. And I think the biggest thing that now we get to do as humans is we actually get to trust our own intuition. We get to trust ourselves. We get to trust our soul, and we get to do what feels good for us. And we get to create our own rules and our own story around, you know, how that looks.
Yeah. It's so funny because if I'm doing something unethical and I earn a lot of money, people are like, fine. But if you're doing something good for the world, then you're going to get judgment, which is then when you think about it and how you want the world to be is a bit weird.
Yeah, so it's like, are you more committed to caring about what people think about you, or are you more committed to actually the vision that you have of how you want the world to be? Yeah. And like for me, I was very, you know, I really took on what people thought about me. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be seen a certain way, you know, like a lot of the stuff that I did was around that. And I still have moments, you know, we're human, right? And we still have moments with that, but it's like, am I more committed to the life that I really want to live? Am I more committed to myself, my vision, what I want to actually give to the world? Or am I trying to prove myself? Am I trying to validate that I'm a good person? Am I trying to validate how spiritual I am? Am I trying to, you know, prove myself constantly? Am I doing things out of obligation? Or am I just like tapped into my soul's purpose and making up my own rules and doing what feels good and not giving a fuck what... Like, I don't care what anyone else is doing, you know, like it's got nothing to do with me. I love when I see people, you know, like following their passions and living their purpose and being true to their soul and speaking their truth and living fully expressed. But that looks different to everyone. And sometimes we get a little bit confused with trying to chase someone else's vision or someone else's term for success instead of really asking ourselves the hard questions around what we really want and what how we want to live and how we want it to feel. And, you know, it changes all the time. And that's what personal like growth is. That's what personal development is. It's just discovering who we are and what we want. And it's so personal that no one can actually tell you, which is why I think sometimes it can get, you know, I have coaches and I go to events and I love, you know, so many people that, you know, even you've just like spoken about, but I think sometimes, especially the age that we're living in, we're kind of falling into a little bit of a trap of like wanting to follow other people and really looking for people to like tell us what is right, what is wrong, what we should be doing, instead of really just like honoring that we already know exactly what we need to do. We just need to trust that. We just need to trust ourselves more. Like, we are so friggin' wise. We've got so much wisdom inside us that we've forgotten how to tap into, you know?
Wow, so nice. And I can feel your energy too, which is really high when you talk about that. And that's music to my ears, because I'm actually in the process of writing a book of testimonials and tips from people like you and I who follow our passions and are unapologetically as I feel like, the fear of judgment is something that's very related to all these two. Like, I'm sure we could talk about during hours about it, but we'll keep it not too long. But especially on that money topic, did you feel there was a lot of judgment from other people, and how did you deal with it?
Yeah, I mean, totally. You know, like, especially like in Australia, there's like this tall poppy syndrome, and you know, we talk about it a lot, and you probably heard it a lot, and it's this like fear of people outshining you, or this fear of separation. And I think a lot of people think that once you start making money or you have a lot of money, there's this like separation. So everyone wants to try and stay within this box or this kind of frame of where everyone's kind of comfortable, instead of really just allowing people to shine in a really big way. And it definitely does make people feel uncomfortable when you're living in a reality that they don't see possible. So it's confronting. It's really confronting. I mean, I remember when I saw my mentor, Clint, who, you know, got me really not just involved with the business, but really has just allowed me to really step into a higher place of leadership, and really gifted me with his experience, you know, with his own money mindset, because I've known Clint for a long time and I've always known Clint to be broke. He actually does have this like broke story to like
full of cool story. Right?
The cool story. He's got that story. And you know, I'd always made more money than him, and I'd always made, you know, a good income. And I just saw him go from like literally dead ass broke to making crazy amounts of money that was confronting for me, because I didn't see it as a possibility. I didn't think it was possible for me, and it's confronting and it's triggering and it pisses you off, and it pisses you off because you want it. I realized that I was so triggered and annoyed at him, because it was like, that's actually what I want. And so I had to really, again, you know, get into that like honesty and be like, well, if it's possible for him, then it's possible for me. And is it okay if I'm honest and say that's actually what I want? Because it's almost like people don't like talking about money. They don't like talking about how much they earn. It's like this like thing that is like this secretive thing. People feel shame and guilt when they don't have money. You know, there's so many emotions that go around either having money or not having money. And I think really just owning the fact, that's why now I own the fact of how much I make. I'm so grateful and honored that I get to make that. And I'm so committed to making more, and I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks, because I know exactly, you know, what I want to do with it and how I want to live. And I know that I'm so worthy of it. And being around people, especially in our community, that are, you know, making this amount of money, they're making way more than me, and they're happy and they're content and they're great humans. And, you know, they have a big vision and they're impacting a lot of people, and they're helping other people create this for themselves if they choose it, if they want it. So I just think it's like, it's a beautiful thing. And sometimes at the end of the day, you just have to kind of like give up on the attachment that you have to other people being okay with what you're doing. Yeah. It's like, sometimes they're just not okay with what you're doing, and that's totally okay. But it's like, are you going to live for other people your whole life and get to the end of your life and think, why was I worried about this person that didn't really even make a difference in my life? And I think knowing the impact that you can have when you fully step up into like your own power, your own leadership, that to me is more important than what people think about me.
Mm. And often there's like, you're going to not do something because what others think of you, but sometimes you're not going to do it because of what you think they will think of you. Well, actually, they won't think of anything. So I often think for the fear of judgment is like the real one, but usually the self-created one is even bigger.
Totally. And we have to remember, like, people as humans are so self-absorbed. We are so absorbed in what we are doing. Most of the time, we're not even thinking or worried about what anyone else is doing, because we're so in our own world. So we think people are going to have a bigger, you know, something bigger to say, but people don't actually really like care that much, you know? Yeah, so it's good to remember. It's good to remember that everyone's involved in their own life. And you know what? They may say something. They may be triggered. They may, you know, give you an opinion. They may do something that doesn't feel good in the time. But I guarantee it's going to be like left and forgotten. They're going to be back to their lives. So it's like we just get to kind of show up in a way that we're confident in what we're doing. And when you really like know who you are, what you're doing, where you're going, it like, I just send them compassion now. I'm just like, I'm not responsible for your emotions and I'm not responsible for your life and I'm not responsible for how you react to what I'm doing. So I'm only responsible for myself. So I can't really take on anyone else's stuff.
Yeah, that's so interesting. As you say, it's a bit like, it's kind of a test of how serious you are. So it's kind of a good thing. Like the way I see it, for example, this morning I did a post on LinkedIn and there was someone being like, boom, super aggressive. And in my head, it's like, I'm manifesting this to see how serious I am, you know? Like, am I going to quit if someone I don't even know is going to talk bad of me, or am I in alignment? And it's a good thing that, you know, it's like a test I create for myself.
That's why being in alignment is so important, right? Because you're just like, oh, this person's being like triggered by me. Like, we don't know what's going on for the other person. We don't know their story. We don't know their life. They could have had their someone just die on them. They could have just split up with their partner. They could be having a bad day. Like, we take things so personally and so seriously when we have no idea what that other person is going through. And how can we possibly, you know? So you need to take a step back sometimes, right? And just be like, I get to allow you to have your experience in life, and I'm not going to take this on as my own anything. I'm going to like protect my energy and just, you know, stay really grounded in what I'm doing, which is why meditation is so important, and why having, you know, your morning rituals and, you know, all of these things ultimately are just to kind of bring you back to center so that you can show up in a way that those kind of things don't affect you anymore. And you just really, you're just in your own lane, you know, you're just doing your thing in your own lane. You're not worried about what anyone else is doing. And that can be really, really challenging. I still find it challenging sometimes, you know, if I'm having an off day and I see someone doing something amazing, you know, like, especially on social media, you're like, oh, I'm not doing anything with my life. You know, I need to be doing more. Like, what am I really doing? And you start to really kind of, you know, get yourself in a space where you're not confident and in tune with who you really are. And we all go through that, right? We all go through it because we all want to be making an impact, and we all want to be doing something amazing. And we just have to kind of remember that just by us being on this planet and showing up in the way that we do, we are already gifting this planet and everyone around it something amazing just by being us.
Well, I feel like we could keep going this conversation for hours, but if you want to hear from I will hear from you for, I mean, I have been here from you for a few hours through my mentorship training, and thanks for that. But you also have free training you want to, like,
so I did a 3-day money mindset upgrade challenge, which is really cool. It's free. It's just in a Facebook group. So I will drop the link to the Facebook group below. So if anyone wants to, you know, go in there, it's really short. It's 3 days of, you know, our trainings. And we really kind of go into, I did it with one of my other soul sisters, who is also just an incredible human and all about manifesting. And we really kind of challenge you to think a different way. We really go into how your relationship with money is affecting your current situation, and just, you know, really some really good tools and tricks for you to start just being aware of how you're speaking about money, what you're blaming it for, starting to go a little bit deeper into, you know, how you can actually change the story and heal, you know, whatever event in your life has occurred that has really allowed you to think about money in this way. So yeah, it's a really, really cool training. So I want you to do it too. Yeah. I'll be checking in on you, so to make sure that you've done it. But yeah, for anybody watching or listening, if you, you know, really feel like you want to have an upgrade, or you really want to delve a little bit deeper, because it is hard to kind of, you know, talk about everything on a short thing like this. So yeah, we've seen so many incredible people get such incredible breakthroughs and realizations from going through it. So that is a little gift to anybody that feels like they would find some value in that.
Amazing. And people can follow you on Facebook too, where you
they can
not.
Yes, I do post a lot.
It's pretty amazing. And it's pretty amazing, actually. I get a lot of inspiration from these.
Oh, good. I love that. I've been following you too since we kind of connected a couple of months ago, and I've loved watching your journey and like seeing how fast you've like really shifted in only the last couple of months. And I think that's really the cool thing about, yes, you know, like, our business is amazing, but the community and the growth and the transformation and the support and, you know, the tribe that is created through this, it's there's nothing else like it. It's so beautiful. And it's really cool to witness so much growth happening and big things for you. I can feel it. I can feel it already.
Thanks, me too.
Okay,
we're going to wrap it up. Just one last question, because that's the nature of human beings. A lot of people are going to be like, yes, I want to do this free 3-day training, but they won't end up doing it. So maybe one, we talked about morning routine. No, but do it. But on top of it, we talked about morning routine. Do you have something very simple in your morning routine that you do and that you feel helps for the money mindset?
For the money mindset, I'm like, so many people ask me about my morning routine and I'm not the like get up at 5 a.m. and do this like rigid thing. I actually don't do anything before 11 a.m. so I don't have any appointments, I don't do any like work. For me, a lot of the time my mornings are very like sacred, as in I'm just really in my own energy. So I do a lot of writing, I do a lot of visualizing, I do a lot of meditating, I do a lot of tantra. I just do a lot of things that really get me in a space of bliss and ease. And that for me works really, really well. And I think everyone has to find what works for them, because there's so many different ways. For other people, like they need to get up at 5 a.m. and they need to go to the gym, right? And they need to like get in that frame. But your morning routine is essentially whatever is going to get you in the state of flow for you to feel confident, safe, secure, loved, inspired. That's what you need to do. And it's kind of different for me, like all the time as well. I just have to like tune into what I need. But at 9 a.m. every morning, I have an alarm that goes off in my phone that says, I love money and money loves me. So that's still something that I still use. And I really, it's almost like, you know, a part of my meditation. Like I really sink into that and I really feel it. And I'm really so grateful and I really love money, you know, and I know it loves me. Like it's about creating like any relationship, right? Any relationship takes consistent work to for you to evolve and for you to connect and for you to, you know, really experience a deep level of alignment and connection. So it's ever evolving. So that alarm is like it's my chance to really like be in love with money. I have another alarm that goes off at 3 o'clock every afternoon that says I'm a money magnet. So really feeling into like calling in money and just like little things, like, you know, every time I spend money, my new story is every time I spend money, well, now it's 5 times as much. When I first started, you know, shifting and changing, it was 3 times as much. So I was like every single time. So I'm just constantly in a state of there's always more. I know that it's coming in. I don't have to worry about it. There's this like knowing and trust that I can call it in whenever I want and that it's always coming to me. So, you know, I spend my money on what I value, but it's always like I don't have this fear around spending money anymore. Like I used to, like, oh, if I spend this, like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to be able to pay my rent? Like, when's the next, you know, what's going on? Like, when am I getting paid again? It's just this like trust that every single time I spend money, I make 5 times back. So I always know that it's growing and expanding. So the more money that I spend, the more money that I make. And that's a really beautiful way to value and honor like your money, just with the knowing that it's always coming back. And then of course you've got like actually being in action to making sure that you're making money, right? You know, having the right vehicle, showing up as your best self, really being of service, which is like sales and, you know, however you're making money, making sure that you're in a position that you can actually achieve the money that you want to make. Because a lot of people have these big visions and dreams of making all this money, but they're not currently in the right vehicle that's going to allow that to happen. So that can be a very destructive way of being because your dreams don't match the vehicle that you have. So yeah, I think it's important to kind of ask the right questions and really make sure that what you're doing is currently in alignment with the money that you want to make, the life that you want to have, how everything looks. So there's just a few little tips, but nice. I share more in the money mindset upgrade. So I'm excited for more people to go through it and just get some value.
I'll see you listeners inside the program, inside the challenge.
Yeah, you guys can all do it together. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Beck. We're not at the same place. You're in San Diego, I'm in Paris, but from here I'll give you a virtual hug.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so, I love these kind of conversations. It's been so nice to jam out with you and share all of this, you know, goodness that we have just with anyone that needs it, right? So thank you for doing these and creating a platform for more people to just be able to access different people, different ways of being, different perceptions, different tools and tricks. It's creating a lot of value for a lot of people watching. So I really like honor that.
Thank you. Well, we're on the same mission. Thank you for dropping so much value. And thank you so much for the listeners who took the time to listen to this huge value.
Thank you so much. I'll see you in the program. Mm-hmm.
So what did you think? Let me know, because I found her energy and how she speaks about the purpose behind making money is so amazing. Let me know your thoughts. If you want to work with us, of course, be in touch. And thank you for taking the time to listen. Don't forget to subscribe, to leave a nice review, or even to support financially this podcast so we can spread the message.